setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and then how to get there. It is about your purpose, and your purpose in and through your work is to fill the unique role that you were created to fill. Somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. And we want to help you figure out what that role is and then how to fill it in multiple ways in the marketplace. Your sweet spot is at the intersection of your talent, what you do best, your passion, the work you love to do, and your mission, the results of your work that make your heart come alive. And in that intersection, that area that I call the sweet spot is really your contribution zone. And there's multiple places in the marketplace where you can do that. And that should free you up to realize you're not having to make this all important decision and hopefully get the one out of a million chance. No. There's many things you could do. And so hopefully that'll encourage you as you join us on this all important conversation. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 is the number. Megan is going to start us off in Bismarck, North Dakota. Megan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Mr. Coleman. Thanks for having me.
You bet. How can I help?
So I had an interview about 3 weeks ago. I thought it went really well. I even used your interview guide, and during the interview, they told me I would hear at the end of the following week. But that came and went, and then so I called the following week, and I left a voicemail. I didn't get a response, so I called again and said, I don't want to be a bother, but this is still my first choice when it comes to employment, and I would really appreciate you getting back to me today or tomorrow. I also did not get a response back, and now it's been 3-4 weeks, and I still haven't heard anything.
Yeah. Well, it's time to let it go. The classic kids movie from Disney, Let It Go. You know, it's at this point, they're giving you no response at all. I don't think there's any professional excuse for that. Well, you know, Ken, we get a lot of applicants, blah, blah, blah. No, call people back. So that says okay. It says a lot. I think they violated professional courtesy. I think it's pretty obvious that they're not moving forward on the position anytime soon, or they've already moved on. I think it's very obvious. And I think it's important for you to go, well, that wasn't the right place. You know, you wanted to be there, but it's a no, or it's a not yet, or it's a not here. And I think you need to move on. Keep on moving. I mean, I know it's not fun to accept that fact, but I think it's a good sign. You know what? They don't treat people very professionally anyway. I'm moving on.
So this is just one of the issues I've had. I've gotten a few interviews, and, you know, with COVID, they've been like over the phone or online, and I just can't seem to land a job, and it's making me very nervous.
Sure. How many interviews have you been on?
Probably 4 or 5.
Okay. And were they all first-level interviews, or did you get any repeat return interviews?
They were all first level.
Okay, and what are you applying for? What kind of job?
I just passed my bar and graduated law school, so I'm a lawyer.
Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, listen, don't be nervous. This is all about the right connection. See, going for a lawyer position is no different than anything else. You've got to use the proximity principle. You've got to get to a point that before you even take on the interview, before that conversation even starts, they've heard great things about you because of mutual relationships. And in the law world, it's a very interconnected world, yes or no?
Oh, for sure.
For sure it is. So what kind of legal work do you want to be doing?
Criminal.
Okay, and so are you applying for DA offices?
Yeah, I'm applying for whatever. I also got an Indian law certificate, so I'm applying to different tribes as well.
Okay. All right, but again, listen, you're qualified. You've already got the law degree. What school did you go to?
UND is the only law school in North Dakota.
Great. But again, it's not like you went to some, you know, really small law school that nobody's ever heard of. You've got all the qualifications. It's just a very competitive world that you're in. Correct?
Yeah.
So the difference is, it's all about connections at this point. You've already done everything. So my seven stages to meaningful work are, number one, stage one is get clear. Well, you're already through stage one, get clear. That's already you. You know. Stage two is get qualified. Well, you're qualified. You got the law degree. Stage three is get connected. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where people win. You've got to get connected. It's all about relationships at this point. To not just get the interview, but to actually know that before the interview starts, they already think really good things about you. And they think you're a really strong candidate because of all the key relationships you have. So if you think about your web of connections, I want you to start thinking about all the people you know from your law program, that's your professors, to parents, to cousins, to students that you went to law school with, peers, if you will, and you start working relationships to where you're getting interviews based on somebody's recommendation, not you just applying. That's the major difference. Okay. That's the only thing holding you back. And I'm going to give you a copy of my number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, because I know you've been using my stuff online, but I want to give you the book, and I want you to read the book. Will you read the book?
Yeah, I will.
I want you to really read it. It's an easy read. It's going to outline five archetypes of people and five archetype places that you need to be in to get this gig. And you're going to get in. But I want you to really focus on the people, because you've already got the qualification and you're already in that legal space. But it's going to review for you all the places that you can meet more of the right people. And then I want you to really lock in on the chapter in the final section of the book, which is about practices. I want you to focus in on the web of connections and do exactly what I tell you to do in the chapter. It's very practical. It's not a bunch of motivational gibberish. I tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. And if you do that, I'm telling you, Megan, opportunities are going to knock on your door. People are going to be calling you going, hey, we'd like you to interview for this position. Do you understand?
That sounds great.
You got this, Megan. Promise me you're not going to quit.
I'm not going to quit.
Promise me that you're going to believe in yourself to know you've got what it takes, because you do, don't you?
Yeah, I do believe in myself.
There you go. Your best days are ahead. Welcome. This is the first challenge in your professional career, finding the right place. And you go out there and you do good and you serve the community, and don't you quit. Don't you let up, and be open to taking an opportunity for one firm that, or in a firm that may eventually get you over to the DA side. You've got to look at all options right now. And right now you need to be practicing law, knowing that as you practice, you're continuing to connect and you'll get where you ultimately want to go. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Coming up a little bit later, I'll give you another reason, among the many, why Michael Jordan is greater than LeBron James. And it has nothing to do with basketball. And it has everything to do with your journey to being the greatest version of you. Don't move. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Folks, I like to stay in the know and support great companies doing great things. Have you heard of Burst? It's the sonic toothbrush everybody's talking about. Burst is loved by influencers and celebrities, not to mention hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. See for yourself what everyone is talking about. Burst is the smart choice, and it's affordable. Visit burstoralcare.com and use code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. That's burstoralcare.com. The Ken Coleman Show continues to help you get clear so that you can get qualified. helping you get connected so you can get started, helping you get promoted so you can get the dream job to then be able to give yourself away. Those are the seven stages. It's like a mountain climb, folks. Your dream is the mountain, and those stages are what you will experience as you seek to get up the mountain. So fun. Yeah, something we do every Monday is we love to share a couple of stories that we get either through email, ask@kencoleman.com if you want to share your momentum story. And these are just little victories. Just I'm making a little bit of progress. Doesn't have to be stepping into the dream here. Could be simple as, hey, you know what? I signed up for the course that I need to take. Because we want as many people as possible to hear from you, the people, that you are making some momentum. We call it Momentum Monday. If I could talk, we'd start the segment. Momentum Monday, Joe. Oh, yeah. Sometimes, you know, when you're live, you know, you get excited and you get ahead of yourself. My dad used to say, his grandfather would say to him when he'd get all tongue-tied like that, he'd say, well, your tongue got wrapped around your eye tooth, so you can't see what you're saying.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And that's an old, that's a little bonus, by the way, for those of you listening to the program today. You can use that in a conversation this week and you'll get a chuckle at the office, which, by the way, one of my favorite words is chuckle. All right, here we go. I've got an email in from Andy. I'm sorry, from Andy and Vera. And this is actually from Vera. There we go. All right, she says, Ken, why does it feel like I'm cheating when I use the proximity principle? Ha! She knows how to get to my heart, that Vera. Mentioned in the old book, and though it's given her the cheat codes to life, well, it actually does give you the cheat codes. She says, I have my own business, and I use your proximity principle to get new clients. I also use your interview follow-up method to follow up on one of my biggest clients that I landed. They're also the biggest paying client. I love working with them and love the projects, but I feel like I cheated. Vera, you did not cheat. You did good. Way to go, girl. All right. Heather writes in, my dream has always been to work at Disney Entertainment, but with COVID and the thousands of Disney layoffs nationwide, no shows, parades, I realized it was going to be a while before I could start pursuing that dream. With a great partnership with a local organization, I was able to create and start a program teaching theater skills to a small group of elementary students, and it started this week. It has been so fun to pursue my passion, even on a smaller scale. And I know this time of being laid off and finding work has not been wasted. Way to go, Heather F. I love that story because she said, all right, the Disney thing is probably not realistic right now. I'm going to figure out a way to just do a small portion of my dream. And she's doing it. And by the way, what you hear in that email is that her passion fire has been lit. It's already been lit. Is that fire going to grow? Absolutely. But you have to light it. And then my favorite, Lucy, who visited me here at our Ramsey Studios in Nashville. And during one of the commercial breaks, went out and met her sister, and her mom and dad. And she wrote in an update. She said, I have started a short story in my free time. After school, during school breaks, and it's coming along great. And I want to thank you for challenging me to start it. So when I talked to young Lucy in the lobby, she is very, very creative. Her mom said, very, very creative, very, very verbal. And, you know, she's 14. She's not 100% sure what she wants to do, but she's always enjoyed writing and creating stories. And so I looked at her and I said, Lucy, I want to challenge you to write a short story. Have you ever put one down? She said, no. Because I want you to write a story. Write the story. Just put it down and see what happens. And so she's such a rock star. She sent an email to say that she has begun writing the story. And what we can all learn from Lucy is, you know what? Instead of waiting to launch it for it to be perfect or certainly better than it feels right now, just do it. You can always iterate another version. And love hearing from teens who listen to the show. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go back to the phones. Peoria, Illinois is where we go, and Kirby is there. Kirby, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks, Ken.
I need some help. I'm not quite clear. I recently took a new position for growth opportunities, not finding the passion there. How long do I stay in this role knowing it's not my dream job?
You stay as long as it takes to find the next step up the ladder. So you took this. Did you feel like this was a good pay and experience, or just better pay? Or it was just good experience, and what are you finding it to be now? Give me the answer to that.
Better pay, and the company had a more diverse exposure to other divisions around the company I thought might have that dream position for me.
Well, does that part still exist?
I'm not clear on it. I think the positions are out there, but the role I'm currently in is leaving me uninspired, and it's pretty deflating.
I get it. But you are making more money?
Yes.
All right, I would. So two things I'd focus on, because the deflating part is what's the battle. That's the battle. That's why you called me today, and I get it. Totally been there. And that's extremely real what you're feeling. But I would focus on, hey, this was good for me. Think about all the reasons why that extra pay is helping you and how that's positioning you for a better future. That's the one thing. Remind yourself daily, well, this pay, this increase in pay is putting me here or allowing me to go here. The second thing I want you to do is realize that that you've learned a lesson. And the lesson is, I'm never again going to take a pay position that's not on purpose.
Yeah.
Because now you know what it feels like. So that temptation's not going to work anymore, is it?
No.
All right. Now, your homework assignment is, we have to quickly figure out, because you're so deflated, we have to quickly figure out if the dream position or something that gets you closer to the dream, so it's very on purpose for you, so you'd have the juice for it, because you knew once I get done with this rung of the ladder, it positions me for the next rung. Does that exist in this company? You thought it did. You haven't done your homework or research to clarify whether or not that is still the case, or it's not the case. But that's number, that's at his priority one. Okay. Now, if that position exists or multiple positions exist that gets you on the right ladder, then let's go all in. Now you're in the building. So now you get to look at this and go, not only did I make more money and I've learned a valuable lesson, but at least I'm in the arena. Or the better analogy for you right now is actually you're on the right bus. You're just not in the right seat. Correct?
Right.
But
yes.
Let's verify that this is in fact the right bus, and that the seats, that there are multiple seats that you need to be in. And then it's all in on getting qualified back to stage two, getting connected within the company, stage three, you know, whatever you got to do. If it does not exist, if you look at the bus, we look around the bus and we don't see multiple seats or one seat, now we're going, all right, where are the buses that have the right seats? So the good news is progress is near. You're ready. You've learned an extremely valuable lesson. And I'm sorry that you feel deflated, but I really do believe in the power of focus and what we think about. And I think right now you got to go, all right, at least I'm making more money. And now I've learned a very valuable lesson that's going to serve me well. I'm never going to take this trap again. Correct?
Absolutely.
All right. And you know what you want to do, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the deal. All eyes on that. Let that misery motivate you. Every time you start to feel deflated, go, well, that's my own fault. And the answer to my problem is in the mirror. You got this. But now's the time, Kirby. Never again. Get after it. You know what you need to do. You know why you want to do it. And you know how. So I'm here cheering you on. You got this, but it's time to get busy. All right, folks. Coming up next. I can't wait. You LeBron lovers aren't going to love this, but everybody's going to need it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we talk about what you were created to do. Finding the marketplace match. In other words, Where do you fill that role, that role in your work that only you are supposed to fill? And then once you figure that out, we help you figure out the path along the way. It's fun work. And along the way, we have a little bit of fun with how we teach and encourage you. And so today is one of those things. Now, I admit it's a form of the radio tease, the way I've teased it throughout the show. One of the many reasons why Michael Jordan is greater than LeBron James. I have not changed formats. We are not going into sports talk, so don't turn the dial. Don't fast forward, because this isn't a basketball lesson I'm about ready to teach. This is a life lesson. But I really do think Michael Jordan is greater than LeBron James. When LeBron James gets 6 NBA championships, then we can have a conversation. There it is. There it is. Now I'm going to switch gears, and all the sports talkers want to yell at the radio. I'm not going to talk about it. But I am a student of great men and women. I will tell you that. I'm a nerd about it. And so I remember when ESPN came out a couple months ago with their 8-part documentary on the Chicago Bulls. Obviously, Michael Jordan plays a central role in that story. And we were reintroduced, many of us, to his amazing story. And I want to pick up his story because there's a great lesson for all of us in it. I want to take you back to the fall of 1978. By the way, I was 4 at that point. And Wilmington, North Carolina, Laney High School. Well, it's basketball season, and sophomore Michael Jordan is about 5'9". It's not hit his growth spurt. And he's trying out for the varsity team. Well, his coach, Clifton Pop Herring, has to make a difficult decision. He's got one spot left for a sophomore. And he's got to choose between a 6'7" kid by the name of Leroy Smith or 5'9" Michael Jordan. Well, he didn't have a bunch of size. So he did what I think 9 out of 10 basketball coaches would do, and they take the 6'7" kid and go, look. And by the way, Leroy Smith actually ended up being a star for North Carolina Charlotte. So it wasn't like Leroy was this human tree and they just thought, well, we'll take him because he's big. He was a big kid who was skilled. So you're going to take the 6'7" kid with some skill. So the coach decides to take Leroy Smith, and Jordan doesn't make his varsity team. Jordan later told ESPN years later, it was embarrassing to not make that team. They posted the roster, and it was there for a long, long time, and my name wasn't on it. And I remember being really mad because there was a guy who made it that really wasn't as good as I was. Now, the rest of the story we all know, and it's an unbelievable story of athleticism, but many times we overlook this part of the story. By all accounts, Jordan was already very driven, but we also must understand that he's still a 15 or 16-year-old boy. The most formative time of our lives is in our adolescence. And he gets rejected. Folks, I want you to hear this is a story of rejection. He gets rejected. He's embarrassed. He's humiliated. His mother tells the story in the ESPN documentary that he went home after that roster was posted and he wept in her arms. This is the greatest basketball player to ever live, who at the age of 15, 16, a sophomore in high school, gets rejected publicly. That is humiliating. And we've all been rejected, and nobody likes that feeling. Because when we get rejected, here's what happens immediately. It doesn't matter how healthy you are, how mentally strong you are, how strong your faith is. It doesn't matter. When we get rejected, here's what the message is in our mind. And if we're not careful, it seeps to our heart. The mental message is, you're not good enough. And many times, by the way, that's the case. We weren't good enough to get the job. Somebody else was better than us. But that's not how it feels to us. It is, you're not good enough as a person. You're not good enough. You're not good. And it gets really, really painful. Now, we all experience this many times in life and on different levels. But I want to point out that at this point in this young man's life, this is a huge deal. Huge deal. He faces rejection. Now, The reason that I consider this particular part of Jordan's story that makes him even greater than LeBron, and this is no fault of LeBron, but I got to pay off the tease, Joe. LeBron was a physical specimen. This kid is a 9th, 10th grader, bigger than half the people on the floor. Jordan was still that 5'9", and hey, for all 5'9" guys, I can say this, he was the 5'9" runt my whole life. By the way, that's where I topped out. I topped out at runt. That's where I'm at. And at 46, conceivably, I'm shrinking. What Michael Jordan does is he goes home, he's in pain, he's in tears, and he decides to take the rejection and turn it into redirection, and it turns into a furnace, a raging furnace inside of him. To not allow that rejection to stop him, to define him. His failure ends up refining him, not defining him. A couple of quotes from Michael Jordan, one of the greatest athletes to ever play in sport. Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion. Here's a guy that faced the fear of rejection, got rejected, got serious, got busy, got fired up, and because he had amazing physical tools, becomes one of the greatest players of all time. But it is not Jordan's physicality and his supreme athleticism that made him great, because there are a lot of other great athletes out there, or there are great artists or great musicians or great potential business people or great entrepreneurs or great inventors, great teachers, you fill in the blank, who when they face rejection, they shrink back to the shadows of life because they don't want to experience that potential for rejection, much less taste it again and again and again. And that leads to one of my favorite Jordan quotes. He said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I missed it. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." I think that moment in Michael Jordan's life ought to inspire all of us, because it was in a pivotal moment of his life. Whereas a 16-year-old, he was already excelling in baseball. He could have easily said, forget basketball, and literally taken his ball and walked home. I'm done. But he didn't. And there are those of you who are listening to me right now, and you've recently gone through a rejection, and it hurts, and the thoughts that you're not good enough, or you're not good, or you don't matter, you don't have what it takes, are just running around in your brain, skating around your brain like a roller rink. And if you don't get that thought out, dust yourself off, take a deep breath, and get right back in it, and this time, get better, get more determined. Understand that failure is a part of the journey. If you don't do that, that voice, that insidious voice that says, that was your shot, never going to get another shot again, you don't deserve another shot again, that's going to seep from your brain to your heart. And when you begin to believe that message, you'll stay stuck. You'll shrink back into a cave, and the world won't get to see who you are. They won't get what you were created to give. Remember, this isn't about you and your advancement. This is about you and your contribution. Somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. Don't you dare rob them of the gift that you've been given to give away. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you begin to start the process of answering the question, or many times you get the answer in a phone call. The answer to the age-old question, what am I on this earth for? What am I supposed to be doing? Now, we're going to work at the work application to that question and answer. 844-747-2577. Simply put, we believe that you were created to fill a unique role through your work. That means you are needed and you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. We're going to go now to Columbus, Ohio. Nicole is on the line there. Nicole, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
I'm trying to figure out what to do next.
Okay. Well, where do we want to go?
I'm 43. My son just graduated high school. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about changing careers completely. So I'm in HR and payroll right now, and I'm thinking about becoming a labor and delivery nurse.
Oh, that's fun. Tell me why you want to be a labor and delivery nurse.
Because I just, once I had my child and understood the whole birthing process and the labor of love, I was intrigued and just felt like that's where my passion is.
I love it. And so what's your question specifically for me? How to best get there, or is that the right thing? I mean, what are you calling me about today?
Yeah, is that the right thing? Because, you know, I'm 43, I've been out of school for 25 years. School was completely different. Like, I feel like...
Well, let's say I remove all that. Let's just say that I removed school. All right?
Yeah.
Let's say that school wasn't a requirement, and let's say that you hadn't been out of school for 25 years, and you didn't have all the fear and the doubt that you have right now. Let's say that I took all that away, and I just said, Nicole, do you want to be a labor and delivery nurse? Because if you do, you get to start tomorrow. What would you say to me?
Absolutely.
Yay! There you go. Now, do you see the difference between how you sound and feel?
Yes.
What happened? I took away all of the doubt for just a moment in my silly little thing, and I took away all the fear. You basically allowed yourself to suspend your disbelief, and your heart just told you unequivocally whether or not this is something you should do, didn't it?
Right, yeah.
And the answer is, should you do this? What is the answer?
Yes.
Of course. Now, let's figure out how we do it. Obviously, you need the nursing degree, correct?
Correct.
Do you have an undergrad already?
No, I have only 31 credit hours under my belt.
So here we go. So you are through stage one. Stage one is get clear. Nicole, you are clear. You know what you want to do and why you want to do it. Stage two is get qualified, and that's where you are on the mountain right now. You are on stage two. You're in stage two. Get qualified. So, first homework assignment for you is to begin to figure out how many of your existing 31 credit hours are transferable to that bachelor's degree that you're going to need. Let's say that 28 of them are. Great. Let's say that all 31 are. Great. But that's your first thing, correct?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. Second thing is choosing, do you want a community college, this thing, for some of it, or do you want to go to a state school? Do you want to do an online university, which there are universities all around the country where you can get that bachelor's degree online? You don't even have to drive anywhere. And so then you got to figure out, okay, does it really matter? The answer is no, it doesn't matter. Any bachelor's degree will do. So whoever will transfer most of your credits and whoever's cheaper would be my two options, right? That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
And then while you're, you know, figuring all that out and you're starting to do the work, you start to talk to other local nurses, because I'm sure you know somebody that's a nurse, or you know somebody that knows somebody that's a nurse and a labor delivery nurse. So we want to talk to them. What do they think the best path is? Because it's not too late. 43 is not too old. And so this is all about you lining this up. How much is it going to cost? How are you going to save up for that? Cash flow your way through. It might take you four years, might take you five. But it's going to be worth it. So you know what it takes. Just do your homework. This is the old-fashioned college research paper, Nicole. What do I need to learn? You know that. Bachelor's and a nursing program, nursing degree. Okay, that's what you got to do. How much is that going to cost you? How long is that going to take? There you go. Talk to as many nurses as possible. Learn who they know. Get recommendations from them. That's all extra bonus information. You got this, Nicole. Get started. This is the Ken Coleman Show. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where men and women flock to get clarity on the age-old question. What should I do with my life? Well, it turns out that you're supposed to do what you were created to do. So if you figure that out, which we can help, well then, it's not as difficult as it seems to come up with a plan to get there. Now, the journey, it might be more difficult for you than it was for me. I don't know. You know, listen, my journey was pretty difficult. I had my shares of detours and potholes and all kinds of things. But let me tell you something. It was and still is worth it to actually show up. So I want to help you figure that out. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. 2577. Hey, we have a great newsletter that we want you to be aware of. Of course, it's free, and we do it a little different. We try to give it to you on Monday morning so that you get a good first step, and it's every other Monday, so we don't send it out weekly. And they're short, sweet, to the point. I consider them like a Snickers bar. They satisfy you, and you can sign up for free at kencoleman.com. Or text the word Ken to 33789. Text the word Ken to 33789. You're going to get a lot of good practical things that will help you make progress. And after you text Ken to 33789, if it doesn't do for you what I told you, well, it ain't not going to hurt my feelings. And you can unsubscribe. So check it out. It's another great free resource from our Ken Coleman Show team. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Bill in Dallas, Texas. Bill, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Bill. How can I help?
Can you hear me loud and clear?
Loud and clear, sir. What's going on?
Awesome. Yes, sir. So I have been in almost the job I'm in for about almost 2 years now, and spreadsheets, purchasing, it is not my skill set. And long story short, my skill set, I believe, is including people, specifically, I would say foreigners. I have overseas experience working with Chinese people, and my heart and I'm lit up when I am including people and connecting them either through a coffee shop or English corners or outreach events. So I'm telling you, my question is, how can I find or create a job that intersects the above? And where do I start I hit a bunch of dead ends?
Is it particular? So you gave me a sort of an idea, but I'm just not as familiar with that. So describe for me what you would be doing. You're connecting. Is it all immigrants that are coming to the United States? Is it particularly the Chinese? Give me a little bit more there, and then what are you connecting them to? And I need to understand a little bit more about that. Then we can kind of figure out how to turn that into a job.
Okay, sure. So more specifically, I would say is, if I can narrow the people down, it would probably be Chinese, because that is where my experience was, and I spent time overseas.
Do you speak Chinese?
And I do speak Chinese, yes.
Okay, well, that's good. All right, keep going.
Yeah, my wife is Chinese. We met in China, and I'm involved with church, and we do a lot of events to help Chinese people kind of find their root here in the U.S. specifically in my area.
And so you, and what would you do? Let's forget for a moment what the job title is. And let's just assume that I paid you what you need to make. What are you doing all day, every day? Be specific. Give me the top two or three things you're doing.
In the dream job.
Yeah. What you've just been trying to describe, but I need this to get really concrete.
Okay, sure. Top things I would think would be helping, like, assist with transportation and connecting them to the right resource or business that could help them get their paperwork done or connect them with the right job, things like that as far as assimilation into the U.S.
Okay, good. So underneath assimilation would be transportation, information, and then I'm guessing employment. Those would be your three buckets. I'm just trying to listen to you and take notes. Is that about right?
Yes. And then by way of opening opportunities for more after that.
Okay. So who's paying you? Is it these folks that have immigrated into the United States and they're paying for your, because they're going, okay, I can get Bill is going to line up transportation for me, or he's going to teach, because I mean they can learn how to do Uber, or if you're going to line up buses, then somebody's got to pay for that. So are you starting to think through all those elements and who's paying for that?
Yes, I've thought through that, and most reasonable probably would be a nonprofit. I had applied with Catholic Charities and do that, everything going on.
Are there nonprofits in your area that are specifically addressing that community, or just all communities of immigrants?
It's usually all communities of immigrants.
But you would kind of be the specialist and maybe kind of open up the outreach portion with a specific focus on the Chinese.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Well, I think that's a good way to go. Is the nonprofits, but I still think they're going to have to figure out how to pay for that. You know what I mean? So I don't know is it your experience that the folks you want to help, that they have some money when they come over here to the United States to be able to pay you for some of those services, or no?
Yes and no. The young ones, yes, but a lot of the money comes from parents.
Well, I think there's a couple of things here. I mean, I think it is going to have to be the nonprofit focus, in your area, and Dallas is a big city. So I think if it were me, I'd start with narrowing down. Are there 100 organizations? Are there 50? Are there 25? You know, how many organizations in Dallas or the surrounding areas? That's a huge metropolitan area. How many of them are working to essentially assist or execute on assimilation strategies? Because you're pretty clear on what you want to do, the type of work you want to do, and why you want to do it. To me, it's finding where is that being done, and can it be done full-time right now? Can you get a full-time job doing it, or would it have to be a part-time job? Or is it even more of the Ken Coleman route into broadcasting, where I volunteered in the early days to get some experience and connections? So can you hold down a day job and then spend 15 to 20 hours a week trying to help with assimilation strategies for folks that are Chinese that have immigrated into Dallas? I think there's multiple ways to get at this. Have I highlighted those for you?
Yes, I think so, Ken. And then the plan B was to really essentially start a business like a coffee shop, where all of that could happen into one.
Great, but here's the homework. Have you done your homework on that, about what that's going to cost you? There's some capital outlay for that you're going to need. You know, you're going to need equipment.
Yeah.
You're going to need money for leasing that space, because I don't want you to go into debt for it. So, you know, you got to lease the space for the coffee shop. Then there's the equipment. And I presume that you know how to get the word out. So if you kind of said, hey, this is a coffee shop that's kind of for the Chinese people that have come to Dallas, and so they go, oh, this is a place where we can come and meet, you know, our fellow countrymen and kind of get connected and all this stuff. That's how you're going to have to do that. But there's some, again, you got to come up with a financial plan for that.
Right.
So I love the vision and I love your heart. I would not try to do the coffee shop unless you got the capital. You got the capital? Yes or no?
No.
Well, then that's a savings plan. That's a 3, 5, 7 year plan that could be a beautiful vision. And I'd keep that as the mountaintop. But right now, we've got to figure out how to climb the mountain. Let's get on the mountain. Let's get to base camp. And I think that's what you've got to do, which is what I gave you. I gave you several options there. But thanks for the call. Well, folks, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.